our continued mission to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We try and be active on all platforms of media. You know, radio has been the staple and the longest, but, you know, there's a lot of different ways to consume information nowadays. We launched the internet in, I think it was like 94, 95. I mean, we were one of the first companies, businesses to have an internet. And our videos library, we're working to increase that next year. And we've got two YouTube videos with over 100,000 views. And in addition to entering and making sure everybody that wants a calendar gets a calendar, Carol has been working on the social media platform of things.
Yeah, we got like a Face-a-gram going now, right? Instabook?
Something like that. Yeah, it's been a huge honor and a blast to be working on this on our Facebook page. You know, Rosie, for a long time, I think you didn't put a lot of stock into the social media world.
Not only stock, just time.
Just time.
You know, and people expect you to be right there and respond in the comments. And it's like, you got to weigh your priorities here. Am I supposed to sit here and talk to you online? Or pick up the phone and help this homeowner looking for a contractor.
Well, that's where I come in. Last week alone, we almost reached 2,000 people with our Facebook page alone, which is a totally free resource to our homeowners. So that's nothing to scoff
time
at.
Time is really not
exciting.
Free.
That's why you pay me so well, I guess. Well, this week we are going to be continuing our Countdown to the Holidays Facebook campaign. Now through December 11th, we're going to be featuring a different aspect of Rosie on the House every day. Mondays, we're doing e-store highlights. Tuesday, we're talking about our partners. Wednesdays, we're releasing a YouTube tip. A lot of people, like you said, don't know about our YouTube channel. And it's their three-minute tips from Rosie or from Bruce Dumbo, who's on our remodeling side, telling our homeowners really useful information in 3 minutes or less. So that's really exciting. And we're going to be featuring that so people can be subscribing to our YouTube channel. So it's not just for the holidays. It's all year round. And on Fridays, we're going to be highlighting eating and shopping local. So you're not going to want to miss it. And we're also going to be having a special deal next week on our Thorn Armor gloves on the e-store. You're not going to want to miss it.
And I know we've had Facebook for a long time. And that was another thing. Like, as soon as the social media started to come out, we created business accounts just so other people couldn't go create an account name and then try and juice you to be able to buy your own. And that's actually why SRP, Salt River Project, their website is SRP.net. So we created these accounts and they've been sitting there kind of dormant, kind of active since, I don't know, however long these platforms have been around. I think Facebook and Twitter are two main ones. And I actually like, I think Twitter's a little bit more user-friendly as it relates to resources. So you can put in different lists. And I've got different lists that I use to follow, like in the 10 o'clock hour, I've got a list of industry resources, and it's all manufacturers of, you know, countertops, flooring, painting, and all of the updates from these manufacturers. And I've got a list of what would be considered, quote, green practices or green building technologies. I've got a list of, like, municipalities. All the throughout Arizona, every single municipality that has an account, I've got in that list so you can see if there's a, you know, that's how we found out about the grease donation for anybody in the town of Buckeye.
Oh, that's right.
If you've got all this cooking oil that you use for Thanksgiving and you don't want to save it till next year, you can contact the city of Buckeye and set up a time to go drop off that oil. And what they do with it, I don't know, but it's a lot better than putting it down the drain. And it saves your town a lot of money having to clean the oil out of the wastewater. And I know there's even diesel, people that drive diesel cars that will pick up cooking oil from fast food to use it to
process
to run their
it.
Engine. So I don't know if they turn around and put it into diesel gas.
I got to tell you, I've never figured Twitter out. It always seems like an incomplete sentence. And then you click on read more and I can never, then you stumble through the same incomplete sentence time after time after time. So it'll be a long time before I figure that one out. But I'm so glad you figured out Facebook. So if people wanted to participate with our Facebook entries, what's involved? You got to, is it costs? You got to sign up for it? What's the role?
All you need to follow our account on Facebook is your own personal account, and you can just find us at Rosie on the House. Our profile picture is just the Rosie on the House logo. There's no fraud accounts out there, so you don't have to worry about your information getting stolen or lost or anything like that. By following us, you're following a secure network, and you're also following someone who's going to give you the information that you need.
And one of the other things that always bothered me about it, social media, is there are so many that came out. And it's like, well, you got to have like 20 different accounts for all these different things. Where do you draw the line? I know we've got a Pinterest account. Then Amanda has found that fairly helpful.
Interesting.
And ideas. But are we just sticking to Facebook and Twitter? You know, Rosie mentioned Instagram. I don't think we're not there. Just the two main ones.
Right now, we're on Facebook and Twitter. We haven't expanded beyond that point yet, but it's because I haven't gotten my hands on it yet. I want us to make us as accessible as we can be.
So what other networks are you looking at?
I would love to get us more active on YouTube. I would love to get those videos more consistent. I would love if we could get on Instagram. I think if people can see a short snapshot of photos of what we're doing around here, they can feel more connected and more a part of the Rosie on the House family.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, whatever we can do to be your best friend, we will do our best to be there and on that platform. So if you're on social media, if not, and you've got the website or the newsletter or radio, Rosie on the House, we'll be back.